I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Hard to believe, but we're halfway through December already, and gift-giving season is in full swing. So we paid a visit to bookstores around the world to get some suggestions for great books suitable for giving or for keeping all to yourself. Here goes. Our book tour starts in London.
Hi, my name is Joe Mann. I'm an assistant manager at England's Lane Books in London. We're a new independent bookshop, which is kind of bucking the trends for bookstores at the minute. They're closing left and right in London these days. My recommendation is called Night Haunts by Sukhdev Sandhu, which is a non-fiction book about the people who work in London at night, the people who exist in London after dark. It's interviews with people who work as helicopter pilots, as sewer men, as Samaritans on the night phone lines, as graffiti writers, as drug dealers, as anything that goes on at night, anything that goes on that the rest of us don't see. And as a lifelong Londoner, I found this absolutely fascinating because it's stuff that we take for granted and stuff that we don't really reflect on the complexity of and the reality of, I guess.
I'm Helena Halme, and I work here part-time. I have a book which is actually from Finland, and this book is Purge by Sofi Oksanen. She is a Finnish author whose mother is Estonian, and the story is the story of three generations of women in Estonia and their suffering. It is not a jolly read, but it's a very illuminating read about that time between the wars and about Soviet time in Estonia, and it is incredibly touching and also incredibly interesting.
My name is David Ehrlich, and I'm the owner of Tmol Shilshom bookstore, cafe, restaurant here in Jerusalem. We're well known for good food, but also for Hebrew literature. That's our specialty. And I'd like to recommend The Book of Intimate Grammar by David Grossman. It came out already some 15 years ago, maybe more. It's a book about a very young youth in Jerusalem who struggles to grow and to understand what it means to be a grown-up. And everybody else in his class is maybe just 10 years old. Everybody else in the class already has hair on their legs and understands things that he doesn't understand. And he's incredibly smart. He can do anything except grow up because physically he's still behind. I can't start telling you how painful it is. And I think anybody who's ever been through any kind of adolescence suffers when they read the book. It's not a book you read for fun, but if you love good literature and you're willing to go down deeply into yourself when you read, that's the kind of book that you will really, really enjoy in the fuller sense. And the other writer that I want to recommend is Israel's greatest poet, Yehuda Amichai, who we've just marked the 10th anniversary of his death. His last book was Open, Close, Open. And basically every single poem of this poet has wisdom that you can't find anywhere else. One interesting thing about Amichai was that he had a lot of humor. So when you read Amichai, yes, you will go to places that will take you very far and maybe very high, but at the same time, it's very humane. You connect with yourself, and you always finish up with a smile.
Hi, my name is Katie Hughes, and I'm the festival director at the Bookworm International Literary Festival in Beijing, working here at The Bookworm, which is an English language bookshop in Beijing. Maybe start with Three Sisters by Bifei Yu. Bifei Yu is really amazing. He has this great sense of tragicomedy, and he writes very satirically about modern China. And Three Sisters depicts three sisters in 20th century China and sort of the different paths that they take. And it's very critical of the different limits that are put on women and sort of the different roles that women are sort of slotted into and how these women fight against it but ultimately are sort of resigned to a certain fate. The next book maybe talk about is Change by Mo Yan. It's a hybrid between a novella and an autobiography, and he's sort of detailing the social, political, and personal changes that have happened in China over the past couple of decades, but really taking a very intimate look at them and telling it from his own personal perspective, as well as from the perspective of regular people who've lived through it. And I think it's a great way for people to kind of catch up on China and catch up on where China has gone over the past couple of decades and sort of seeing that transition.
My name is Yorkula Ryan. I'm happy to welcome you to Sterling Books. Sterling Books is a English language bookstore in the heart of Brussels. Highly recommended comes a book by the Australian author Christos Tsiolkas. Very difficult to pronounce. Doesn't really matter. It's a brilliant book to read. This book is The Slap. It was long listed for the Man Booker Prize 2010. Now, what happens is a father at a barbecue slaps a child, not his own. The story is then told in various chapters that are all told from a different perspective, the slapper, the slappy, as it were, and it chronicles the extreme repercussions of what is going on in this situation. It is not only a technical masterpiece, it is also a milestone in modern storytelling that shouldn't be missed and definitely worth your time. Another book that we definitely recommend for a tremendous read is The Memory Chalet by the late Tony Judd. It's a series of reflections of a man who suffers from a debilitating motor neuron disease and is beginning to realize that the one thing that this disease will not be able to take away from him is his memories. And it's an extremely touching book and comes highly recommended.
That was Jo Kurler Ryan at Sterling Books in Brussels. We also visited the Bookworm Bookstore in Beijing, Tmal Shilsham in Jerusalem, and England's Lane Books in London. We're going to put the full list of books you just heard recommended at theworld.org.